This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 462 for Tuesday, July 6th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures tumbled to their daily limit of $30 per ton on Tuesday and remained there after parts of the prairies received some rain. Their November contract plummets to $771.40 per ton. The January contract sinks to $768.10 per ton. However, a trader questions whether the rain was broad enough and sufficient enough to stabilize yields or not. He believes it's very likely that the precipitation was not on both counts. Also weighing heavily on canola prices are sharp declines in the Chicago soy complex with additional weakness in European rapeseed. Meanwhile, Malaysian palm oil incurs much more moderate losses. The Canadian dollar is weaker, with the loonie at 80.23 U.S. cents compared to Monday's close of 81.02. Following the Independence Day long weekend, the United States Department of Agriculture issued its weekly export inspections report this morning. For the week ending July 1st, corn exports are about 1.24 million tons, up 19.6% from the previous week. Soybean exports jump 86.5% at more than 206,000 tons. Wheat exports pull back 10.4% at over 258,000 tons. The USDA will release its weekly crop progress report later this afternoon. Also, the department is scheduled to issue its monthly supply and demand estimates on July 12th. Rain is forecast to fall on the U.S. Corn Belt and parts of the Northern Plains today. The precipitation should aid the corn crop, of which some is already in the pollination stage. However, for wheat at this point, it's too far gone to improve yields. Rather, rain would help to stabilize declining yields. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are careening on Tuesday. The heavily traded November contract tumbles 94 cents at $13.05 per bushel. August soy oil plummets 3.07 cents at 60.4 U.S. cents per pound. August soy meal drops $24.90 at $356.60 per short ton. Wheat futures are also weaker on Tuesday. The September contract falls limit down 40 cents at $5.52 per bushel. Chicago oats are on the downside, with the September contract losing 15 cents at $3.71.50. Wheat futures are also weaker on Tuesday. Chicago September is down 27 cents at $6.26. Kansas City September drops 35.5 cents at $5.84. And Minneapolis September tumbles 46 cents at $7.92.50. That's a look at the ice futures and the Chicago markets for Tuesday, July 6th. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.